Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Welcome back to the conclusion of episode 52, shouldidrinkthat.com 3-year anniversary show.
So one thing I noticed while looking at this bottle from Port Brewing.
The Hop 15?
Yes, the Hop 15 is the UPC code.
Freaking, dude. Don't get me started on this because I know where you're going, man.
Yeah, here's the deal. Up in New York State, they're starting this bullshit thing where...
Oh, it started. It went through, I believe.
Is it already through?
I think.
I'm still trying to get caught up on the
news. I could
be
wrong there. But I think it's already gone through. I think they're fighting now.
So most of you know that in certain states, like Maine, Connecticut, Vermont, Massachusetts, Iowa, Delaware, and New York,
et cetera,
you get a 5% deposit on bottles to recycle them. Well, New York State, the frickin' geniuses up there in government.
They're kind of Nazis there anyway.
Yeah, decided that there should be a specific barcode for New York State, which I kind of understand because you
I don't
take this bottle to like Ohio to cash
well,
it
dude,
in.
If they were true to the word, we're doing this to save the planet bullshit, they wouldn't care how it got recycled.
Oh, yeah.
They just care it got recycled.
From a business aspect, I understand why they want to do this.
It's a tax aspect, dude.
So what they're doing is they're making breweries who want to have their beer in New York State have a specific label for New York
barcode.
State. Yeah, a barcode on that label so that when people return the bottles or whatever, they have to scan that. Here's the problem.
So here's the thing. Like, let me explain a little more, Spoon. I apologize.
Oh, go for it.
Is that, say, Yingling, and I bring them up on purpose.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Yingling is distributed all over the United States, or a lot of places in the United States.
A lot of places, yeah. It's not available everywhere.
Right, but in a lot of places. And so what they have to do is they have to spend the money to set aside a certain amount of beers with a certain barcode for New York.
Exactly.
They have to print that. They have to design it. It's cost way too much fucking money.
It cost money. A lot of money, actually.
The bottom line is they're going to put a lot of small craft brewers out of business because they can't afford to do that shit.
That's if they still shipped in New York State.
Right, exactly. That's why I brought up Yingling, brother. Because God bless that man that owns Yingling.
God bless Dickie.
God bless the Dickie. He threatened to pull all of his Yingling, even the drafts, out of New York if this passes. Whether he goes through with that or not is,
we still have to wait to
we'll
see that.
We'll see, but yeah.
If he does it, man,
kudos to him.
It's utter bullshit that they do stuff like this.
And
it's not just on beer. It's on, I think, everything that's bottled.
Oh, is it? I thought it was beer.
It's not just beer.
Okay.
It's like
anything recyclable.
It's like bottled products or whatever.
All right.
The thing is, you're going to put people out of business if they decide to still distribute to New York State, which is a huge state. I mean, there's a lot of people there.
Right.
I mean, you got fucking New York City there, of all places.
It's not even that, dude. It's like all the craft brewer lovers in New York, their selection is going to go way downhill because everybody's pulling out of New York. They won't be able to get the beers that they normally get.
Exactly. So like,
that brings revenue to fucking New York, you idiots.
Yeah, so the whole thing, it wasn't thought out.
No, it was thought out, but in a stupid government way.
Yeah, like, hey, we can bring in more money. It's kind of like that commercial for the cable companies and DirecTV.
I really want to rant, but I'm holding back.
But yeah, it's just like that commercial where they're like, well, hey, we could just say that we need to get a government bailout. Hey, what if we just charge people more money and they'll think, hey, we need to have this.
Yeah, people, they didn't bail you out. They bailed themselves out. But we don't get political on the show, so I'll shut the fuck up.
But the whole barcode thing is just, it's completely bullshit. And
it's ridiculous.
I wasn't even aware of it till Papazian sent out the email.
Oh, really?
Saying, well, that's who sent out the homebrewers thing, saying, this is bullshit. People need to get involved with this.
Oh, hell yeah. Because you know what? You may think, it's New York. Fuck them. But if this goes well in New York, other states are going to adopt it.
Oh, yeah. And not just the recycling ones. I'm sure Pennsylvania will find a way to end up doing this, saying, oh, we need to fix our bridges. Kind of like the 110-year-old one we just imploded the other day. Or whatever the hell.
It's ridiculous. If you're from New York, please fight this.
Yeah, we'll have links to the story and who to contact. Because this is bullshit, what they're doing up there in New York State.
I mean, come on, Butternuts. We hate you, but
we don't want to
it's going to affect you. We don't want to see you go out of business, man.
Fucking Butternuts.
That was a cheap shot. I apologize.
Well, but no, it's, you know, as much as we diss Butternuts, still, they're a craft brewer, and we don't want to see people go out of business because of this.
Let me say this, Spoon. If Butternuts is still listening to this show,
or their
and you think we got some bad shit,
or their sales guy who
send us some fresh stuff, man. We'll revisit it. We'll be honest.
I wish I still had the guy's name.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Just
Sven or whatever the hell you are.
And we want to like you. Just, you know, maybe we got some bad shit. Who knows? But
the whole barcode thing is bullshit, and we're going to post links to the stories and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, man. I just wish that, you know, us being from PA, we can't really help them fight it other than spread the word. So that's what we're doing right now.
Amen. Let's drink more beer.
Let's drink more beer. And Olo. Two more beers from Olo, and these are his homebrews.
Oh, his homebrews. No shit.
He goes by the name Rabbit and Coyote Brewing Company. Great labels. Put some pictures online for that. And he actually sent us a kick-ass little Rabbit and Coyote Brewing Company magnet with the beer shipment, which is great of him.
And what's ironic is when I was going over the show notes, I had no idea this was his homebrew. I thought this was a real brewing company.
Yeah, I mean, the logo's professional as hell, man. So what do you want to do first? I mean, we've got two of them here. We have the Hatch Cream and the El Deuterino.
Let's do the El Deuterino.
Just sounds cooler, doesn't it?
El Deuterino. Is that like his little kickback to... I'm brain farting now.
It's his
The Big Lebowski. Yeah. There we go.
El Deuterino.
El Deuterino. You know, if you're not in the whole brevity thing.
This is Olo's house... American Pale Ale, and by house, what that generally means is this is a pale ale he makes all the time on a regular basis. It's his house ale.
Okay.
It's an American Pale Ale developed by a gentleman at Iron Ore, or Dude, on homebrewtalk.com.
I guess we have to explain, when you're using Twitter, a lot of people do the
at Iron Ore.
Yeah, so you know that it's supposed to go to them, you know, at them.
Yeah, so if you want to learn more about his beers, it's at Iron ORR.
Kind of like Bobby Orr.
Or if you're listening to Should I Brew That, and we've pimped to homebrewtalk.com, he's Dude on homebrewtalk. This has a Simcoe and Amarillo hops. It's actually won medals for a few brewers that's taken this recipe off of homebrewtalk forums.
Oh, wow.
Which that's is great. Cool. Yeah. And he says, despite having 44 IBUs, it shouldn't be bitter, but should be hop flavor centric. And I know Olo hasn't really personally entered it in anything. But he did say this is an older bottle, and he hopes the hop flavor has not faded. So that's a little disclaimer for Spoon right there.
Oh, we'll let you know.
Yeah, they were honest.
Don't
man.
Worry about
we love
that.
You, but we may crush you. And I will actually post the he gave us a link to the actual original recipe on Homebrew Talk. We'll post that in the show notes. And let's give this a shot, dude. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, let's go for it. Where's
El Deuterino.
You have the bottle opener.
I do.
The official SIDT butt plug bottle opener.
I got to remember, dude, we're sharing a bottle, so I can't pour a whole beer.
You know what? That's not bad, considering.
Thanks for not putting this in a bomber bottle, Olo. Just kidding. There you go. Pour yourself, bro.
All right. Oh, well, that's a nice head on that.
Yeah.
Olo just definitely. Gave me a nice head.
Thanks for the head, Olo.
Ooh, that's a little cloudy.
Oh, man, that smells hoppy, dude.
See, look at the difference between your glass and then mine. Mine's extremely cloudy and kind of looks like cider.
You know why? It's a homebrew.
Oh, I got the yeasties in the bottom.
Yeah, I poured first.
Okay. All right.
Don't let the yeast scare you, dude.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh, dude, that's a nice head. It's a nice aroma, nice head. This is... Dude.
Hey, Olo, again, talking to you directly if you're listening to the show.
This is your potion.
I don't think the hops have faded at all because it's definitely sticking out in the aroma, brother.
Wow, that smells really good.
It does, dude. Right. I don't know what the ABV on this is. He didn't really say. I guess we should have contacted him and asked him, but maybe I will later and we'll put it in the notes.
All right. Raise a glass.
To Olo.
Tits and ass.
Tits and ass. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Oh, my God. El Duderino.
Well, the body in it's kind of light.
But, dude, I mean, knowing that you just tasted it,
yeah.
Let me tell you the hop schedule for this recipe.
Let me get one more of this.
All right. And I'll skip the malt additions there. I just want to let you know the hops.
Okay.
And when we do homebrew, when I say at 60 minutes, it's a 60-minute boil. And when they say add this at 60 minutes, that's the beginning of the boil.
Okay.
When they do add this at 30 minutes, that's halfway through the boil, et cetera, et cetera. Okay?
Gotcha.
3/4 ounce of Amarillo at 8.5 alpha acids, which is moderately, at 60 minutes. 3/4 ounce of Simcoe at 20 minutes. 1 ounce of Amarillo at 5 minutes. 1 ounce of Simcoe at 5 minutes. 1 ounce of Irish Moss, which is a clarifier. But then you add the yeast, blah, blah, blah. Secondary fermentation, more ounce of Amarillo added to the secondary for dry hopping. And another ounce of Simcoe at 13%. Added to the secondary fermenter for dry hopping. There's a shitload of hops in this
beer. I can taste the Amarillo in that.
That's good, man.
I'm slightly picking up the Simcoe, but wow.
It's really, really good.
See, here's
wait a minute. I'm looking at the recipe. Duh.
Yeah.
Now I know the ABV. My homebrewing brain just kicked in, dude. The alcohol for this is around 5.4%, which the style calls for about 4.5 to 6. So he's right in mid-range there. 44 IBUs, which is the bitterness, and it should range about 30 to 45, so he's kind of on the high end of that, but still in range. It's an excellent beer, man.
Dude, that's sitting really nice on the palate.
It is, man. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I rinsed my mouth out from the Hop 15 to try this, because it's more hops. I'd be like, I don't get it. I don't taste it.
That would have been way too much. Right. Dude, this is a nice hoppy beer.
I'm glad I cleared the palate, because I would have been like, there's no really hops good here after that Hop 15. What the hell?
Wow, this is... I really like how this is set.
Yeah, Olo, send us more.
Like I said,
by the way, correct us if we're not saying your damn screen name right, because it's tough, brother. I don't know how many L's to pronounce. It's Olo.
Lo.
Love it, but damn it.
I like this, though. It's
very good. It's a very well-made recipe, and you know what? As a home brewer, here's what we're talking about right here. I hate to cross-promote. Should I brew that, dude? That's what it's all about, man. We're drinking Olo's homebrew, which he got off of another guy's recipe on not my website, not yet anyway, off of homebrewtalk.com, and that's dude on homebrewtalk.com.
Well, see, here's what
he calls it, the Lake Walk Pale Ale.
Here's what I like about it. All right, it's besides the fact that I think that the body on it's kind of light, but that's actually a positive for me because I'm enjoying the hops a lot more.
Exactly. The malt is not as prominent as the hops.
Yeah, I'm not going to say like it's hop water.
Hell no.
I'm not talking like
it's a good malt backing to it. And all the malt is, there's 8 pounds of two-row brewer's malt, which is a base malt. And he's got the toasted pale malt in there with it, about 2 pounds of
that. I'm seriously impressed with how the hops are just, setting on my palate. This is really good.
You get a little crystal malt in there, about 1/2 pound.
Oh, man.
About 1/2 pound of wheat flakes in this recipe as well.
I like this. Usually I bash some homebrews, but this...
Because he's used to drinking mine.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
But this is really good.
Yeah.
I have to give him credit for this.
I mean,
one.
I hate to toot Olo's horn.
Dude,
he's got a good reputation on Homebrew Talk, and he's a moderator there.
I can see why he has.
He's won a lot of awards for his homebrews, and
I
respect the shit out of him. And even me, I'm not an all grain guy just yet, but I will be this year. So even me, starting the should I brew that thing? That's why I did it, because I want to learn along. I want to learn along with
everyone else. This is fantastic.
Olo's one of the guys I look up to, man. I mean, he makes some quality beers.
Wow. Cheers. I really have to give him credit on this.
Yeah, me too, brother.
Besides the fact that he was
going
for the...
You know what's sad, though?
The Cardinals.
Now I'm going to make this recipe. Now Spoon's going to, judge it against Olo's version. And Olo might win.
dude, this is fantastic. I really like this.
Yeah, it's incredible. Cheers, brother.
Oh,
I'm going to down
dude, this is really good. What the hell? Olo. Wow.
Well, I do know Olo's real name, but I'm not sure he wants it public. Didn't ask him,
I
digress.
Yeah, we won't put that on here.
Listen to the show, Olo, then let me know.
It's Tralfaz. Wow, this is excellent. You know what? This is the reason why we do this show.
This is the reason I homebrew.
This is excellent beer. This is, you know what?
If you added, like, I don't know, 15 different kind of hops to this beer, it'd be just like the Hop 15.
I could make
I know that's a stretch and a stupid statement, but that's, I'm trying to make a point.
You know what?
All these good craft beers, you can make this shit at home.
Right. I could make this a session beer.
Oh, hell yeah. And it is really a session good beer. It comes in at, what I say, 5.4%.
This is an excellent home. Wow.
I mean, the original recipe says 5.4. I don't know what Olo's actually come out with, but I'm sure it's close. Using the same ingredients and everything.
My God, that was really good.
Excellent. But, dude, I got one more beer from Olo. Okay. I've really been looking forward to.
Wait, hold on. Let me grab the bottle.
Here. I am a hot sauce loving, hot pepper loving son of a bitch.
Oh, it's a cream ale.
But, dude, no. Read the fine print on that bottle, my friend.
Hold on. Let me grab the bottle. I haven't seen this bottle yet. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see why you like this one.
This is called, this is Olo's homebrew version of it's called the Hatch Cream Ale. It's a cream ale base beer with fire roasted New Mexican Hatch chilies.
Oh, see, I missed that point in our show. Yeah. So I'm going over this. I didn't see that one.
It's his response on over the top hot chili beers. He's probably talking about Cave Creek chili beers, I would assume. He's a BJCP judge in training, as am I. He's probably a lot further along than I am. And he said he's tasted a lot of those chili beers, and this is his version.
Okay.
Now, response to the over-the-top
I've had
one.
The chili beers. I've never been a fan of it, so I'm definitely...
Oh, I love the Cave Creek. It's a gimmick beer, I'll say that. But on occasion, it's a fun beer. Again, we have one more beer from the Rabbit and Coyote Brewing Company.
My ass is still chapped, too, by the way, about the barcode thing.
Yeah, I know. Let it go, brother.
I'm just bringing that up.
Let it go. All listeners should be pissed about that, too.
Yeah.
If you're not, just wait till it comes to your town, then you will be pissed, and it's too late.
Write a letter to your senator and say, fucking butternuts.
Exactly.
Call them a butternuts.
So, Olo, your next beer, man, better live up to it, because I love hot peppers.
Dude, take a look at the, you don't see this, so I'm seeing it now. Look at the cap on the thing.
It says Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. I don't know why.
He ain't from Florida.
But anyway, brother, we got the Hatch Cream. Jamil, which is Jamil Zanichev from another podcast, versus Brewmaster, a light cream ale with roasted Hatch chilies, dude.
Oh, this is going to be dangerous.
Yeah, no doubt, man. The Hatch Cream Ale, it's a cream ale base beer with fire-roasted New Mexican Hatch chilies.
Ooh.
And like we were saying, yeah, it's a response to his over-the-top hot chili beers, which I assume he's talking about Cave Creek chili beer.
Sassy.
Yeah. I mean, Hatch chilies are known for their flavor as much as their heat and are roasted in the traditional Southwest fashion. And this beer should give us a fire-roasted chili taste with only a moderate burn.
Oh, Bobby Flay would like this.
It's a sessionable chili beer, if you will.
Oh, okay.
I like hot stuff, Olo, so I hope it's a little more than that. But if it's not, I gotcha. And he won a silver medal for this beer in 2008's Arizona Oktoberfest, man. Yeah.
We have an award-winning home brewer.
Yes, we do. Nice. Man. I mean, he did win a GABF Pro-Am qualifier, so he knows his shit, man. And he has a beer on the floor for this year's GABF as well, so wish him luck there.
Well, you know, if this beer is as good as his other one, I can see why he's been winning awards.
You know what he told me, brother?
What?
The one he's submitting this year? He's got some extra. He's going to send us some.
Oh, shit, really?
When it's done, man.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And he is the fourth Homebrew Talk brewer that he knows of that has had beers in the Pro-Am. So
that sounds like the place to be then if you want to be a homebrewer.
Oh, definitely. Man. We pimped this on Should I Brew That, and it's an invaluable source. I mean, beginner to expert, you'll learn a lot. Homebrewtalk.com.
All right, let's try this.
You ready for this? I'm excited, dude.
Oh, This has been a good evening so far.
My friend. I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. Happy anniversary or birthday, whatever the hell you want to call it. Ooh, that's foaming right out of the bottle. Oh, that's a light-looking ale, Olo. Here you go, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of carbonation in that, dude. Sorry, I poured that a little fast.
That's okay.
He said, oh, shit, because I almost over-foamed him. A lot of carbonation in that, man.
Hey, while I'm letting this one settle,
it dissipates really quick.
Yeah,
look at that.
Really quick.
Hey, it's like a time-lapse photo, man. Look at that.
Hey, one thing I do want to bring up, too. Hey, it's contest time.
Oh, yeah, contest time.
Contest time.
We actually haven't really had a contest for a while.
A few shows. And, you'd expect with it being our anniversary show that we'd have a big contest.
I just whipped this beer. I smell chilies.
It's not really a big contest, but it's something that we do have that we do want to give to you guys for, you know, being great people.
Now, do you want to give one away, Spoon, or the rest of them?
Let's do one for right now. Because
we have more?
What do you do for multiples? I mean.
Yeah.
So what we have is a pack of Chimay playing cards.
They're kick-ass. I use them myself.
Which you'll see on the shouldidrinkthat.com contest page, shouldidrinkthat.com/contest. We do have a deck of Chimay playing cards. All you have to do is go to the contest page, fill out your name and all that jive, your email and everything, and we will send you whoever the winner
is. All 52 of them.
Oh, actually, there's more because there's a joker
card.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Wow, these are nice cards.
Yeah, they are nice.
Oh, these are very cool. So, hey, you got a poker room, whatever, you're a craft beer fan, get some Chimay playing cards,
brother.
We got quite a few of these, but we're only going to get... Actually, how many do we have?
I've been giving away as promos for a little while, so I think we got maybe four left after this contest.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to give away two packs.
All right, let's give away two.
We'll give away two packs. Enter your name, and we will use the official SIDT bingo machine to pull out a winner. Hey, it's free. We pay for shipping. All you have to do is just send us your name and your email. Go to the contest page, and there you go. You get a free deck of cards
and
with Chimay on it.
Yeah, if you're a beer snob.
These are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're very cool, man, yeah.
Play strip poker, Chimay. Play asshole, put a little class to your beer drinking games.
52 pickup, whatever you want.
You know what this smells
like? This actually reminds me of a story on Homebrew Talk I was reading because I want to make a habanero beer. And I forget who it was, and I apologize if you're listening to this, but they said they made a habanero beer, and they kind of thought when they were siphoning the beer into the bottles from the secondary fermentation, they thought they seen a little slice of habanero that was cut up in the secondary,
yeah.
Go down the tube into the bottle. I was like, yeah, whatever. He had one bottle left. It was the one.
Oh,
like
man.
I think I said it was like a year later, maybe. I could be wrong in that. It was a long time. He said he opened that fucker up. It was undrinkable. It was so goddamn hot.
I can see that.
I can imagine that.
Dude, it smells like a chicken wing.
And, you know, Charlie Tavazian Twittered a while back.
Wow.
It may be me doing this because I'm nuts.
What?
He said, all right, who's the first homebrewer to make a ghost pepper chili beer? Ghost pepper chili, you know what that is?
No.
That's the hottest pepper on the planet. It beats a habanero. It's an Indian pepper called Bhut Jaloka. It's the hottest pepper on the planet.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Spoon knows I'm a schmuck when it comes to that shit. I will brew it.
You will have a burning ring of fire coming out
even
of your
if
ass.
Dude, even if it turns out like shit, I did it. You ready to taste this, man? Cheers to Olo.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to this.
I am. I love this shit. Oh, the smell is phenomenal.
Wow. Oh.
Oh, it's got pepper flavor, pepper aroma.
Without the
but
burn.
No bite, yeah. It's got a little bit of tang.
This
to
is
it.
Wow.
I love this, dude.
Seriously worried that there was gonna be like a little fiery burn to it.
Hey, Olo. I want this recipe. Oh. Is it on homebrewtalk.com?
Dude, this taste is phenomenal.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a really light-colored beer. I want to put it on along the lines of the macros as far as color. No disrespect, Olo.
I want to get this for my brother. He's a heathen when it comes to heat. Like he wants his most the most.
So do I. You know me. But this is a perfect balance. This is a pepper beer, not a hot pepper beer.
He would absolutely love this.
In fact, phenomenal. And look at the carbonation, that man. Look at the bubbles.
In fact, Lushy's brother is he actually collects hot sauces.
So do I, dude.
Yeah, you guys would get along.
I have a ghost pepper hot sauce.
Oh,
you got to try it.
Oh, no. you have to get us some more of this because I absolutely
want to. And this is a great session beer, by the way.
I want to send this to my brother-in-law because this, Sunshine, if you're listening, we call him Sunshine.
Yeah.
You have to drink this.
This is really good. Damn it.
That burn waits a little bit. Like, I'm starting to feel that
a
little bit.
It's not really a burn, though.
Like, I'm feeling the heat
from
it.
It's more of a heat. I don't want to say heat because it's not like you're drinking and going,
I'm liking the heat from this. Oh, yeah, not even the heat.
It's not heat, though.
The spice.
Yeah,
is what I'm looking
I would
at.
Call it more of a spicy taste than a heat
this
taste.
This is good.
And the Cave Creek Chili Beer has a lot more heat than this. You can tell it burns. I mean, you'll be running a garden hose on your ass in the morning on the toilet with Cave Creek Chili Beer. And it's got that chili pepper, like...
it's got the flavor.
Flavor and that little tiny bit of bite that's not overpowering whatsoever.
Wow.
You're like, oh, that's a pepper. You know, it's like eating a pepper, you know?
This
it's like
is
eating a mild
really
pepper.
Good. I really didn't think I was going to like this.
And you know I love the hot shit spoon. The aroma of this beer floors me. It smells like a friggin' Hatch chili.
It does. This is delicious. You know what? I want to cook with this.
Nice, brother.
I seriously want to
send me the recipe. I guess I owe Spoon some chili beer.
Send me some. Dude, I want to do ribs in this.
Nice.
This is fantastic. Screw that. I want to do chicken in this.
Dude,
this is
I'd eat Oreos with this. This is awesome. Damn, that's good.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Oreos.
Wow, that's weird. Oh.
Speaking of Oreos.
You're talking about grocery, aren't you?
Yes, you got me thinking of a grocery. So there's this thing going on right now with Pennsylvania. Most of you know that you can't buy beer or wine or spirits or whatever in grocery stores, convenience stores in the state of Pennsylvania. Well, Wegmans found a loophole. Originally, and you could sell beer and stuff like that in grocery stores if you sell it in the restaurant area. It's like little cafe type things that are attached to the side. So now Giant Eagle, which is like the biggest grocery store in the area.
Oh, you're getting that, yeah.
Giant Eagle is basically, they're going to use the same loophole, and they're starting to open up more beer sales, or they're applying for beer sales.
But you have to have a restaurant. You can only carry out a six-pack at a time.
So to explain this better, we have Miss Stephanie Watson from... KDKA.com. Yes, I'm directly ripping this off their website. If you got a problem, this show's probably going to be out by the time anybody listens to it.
But she's hot, so go ahead.
She is pretty hot. She's pretty. Yeah, I'm digging this.
I eat her poop.
So here's the clip. It's a 2-minute clip, but we're going to be cutting in and out. Here's KDKA talking about basically what's going on. It's Stephanie Watson and one of their other reporters. So take a listen.
Well, it's something that Pennsylvanians have learned to live with, not being able to buy beer at the grocery store or corner market. Now, you may soon be able to buy a six-pack at one local grocery store. Supervisors in Pine Township think it's not a bad idea. Brenda Waters is live outside the Giant Eagle in Pine Township with all the details. Brenda.
Hi, Stephanie. Beer is already being sold in grocery stores in many states, and some of those states surround Pennsylvania. And those in favor of this proposal say Pennsylvania is just trying to catch up. But not everyone is happy about it.
What they're doing is circumventing the law, which is making beer more accessible in the community, and particularly to minors.
Linda Chomos and her husband Andy have owned Wexford Beer for 4 years. They spoke out against the proposal to sell beer here at the Pine Township Giant Eagle, just a mile away from Wexford Beer.
Their entry into the market severely impacts beer distributors from a competitive position. State law only allows beer distributors to sell beer. They want us to be focused squarely on the sale of alcohol in a responsible manner. We're unable to expand our business into the grocery business.
I spoke with Giant Eagle attorneys who say an application has been submitted to the Liquor Control Board to sell individual bottles or cans of beer and as many as 2 6-packs to go. All this would happen in the restaurant section of the store only. Some Giant Eagle customers have this to say.
I'm from California, and we used to be able to buy everything in one store. Then I moved to Pittsburgh, and you have to go to a beer store, a wine store, a grocery store. So I like it all in one place.
Yeah, see, that's the problem is...
Dude, it's a double-edged sword for me. When that woman was talking about, you know, hurting her distributorship, she's all about the three-tier system. That's her living.
Exactly.
I understand the bitching.
Which, if you watch
it's
Beer
not
Wars,
right.
If you watch Beer Wars, you'll understand what...
But here's my bitch, whether it's valid or not, it's my opinion, it's my thought, is once this becomes the norm, your craft beer selection is going to be shit because the big boys are going to take up all, buy all the shelf space, and you're not going to be able to get the beers we get now.
Exactly.
That's my bitch.
All right. Let's keep going with
continue.
This.
I had to rant there. I'm sorry.
I think it'd be more convenient. Hopefully they'd have a good selection. Yeah. And I'm for it.
I don't think that's appropriate with all the little kids that are in the neighborhood. I think it would be best to have it where they have it, like Save-On Bear and your local beer distributor. Keep that.
Okay, Walt.
You dumbass fucking Yinzer. I want to rant on him, but go ahead.
His name's Walt. All right. First of all, seriously, every other state has no problem with beer out there. It's right. All about education and responsibility. If you can't teach that to your kids, you got a fucking problem, all right?
I don't care what we're talking about. Beer, I don't care if we're talking about family values, how you behave in school. It all comes down to how you're raised.
Exactly.
It's not up to the distributors to protect the kids.
It's up to
mom and dad.
You know what? Parents, do your job. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
You have to teach them to respect what happens here.
I love my parents to death. If it wasn't for them, I'd be a raging alcoholic right now.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Contrary to popular belief, I am not. Yeah, I party. Yeah, I have fun. But I know my limits, dude. And that's the point.
It's shit like this that pisses me off because parents are always saying, what about the kids? What about the kids? You know what?
Teach the kids that this is stupid, this is wrong, and
you
guess
know
what?
Most of you people, when you go into the beer stores, you take your kids with you anyways.
And they're also hypocritical, too. These are the same people that will crack open a Coors Light Budweiser in front of their children.
Yeah.
Hey, little Johnny, get me another beer.
Yeah, you're sitting there watching the NASCAR race or you're watching, you know, Steelers football or whatever.
It's a hypocritical thing to say.
You have no problem taking your kids to a tailgate. What the hell is the difference? And it's not like these people...
Don't blame the fucking distributors. Don't blame the brewing companies.
It's not like you're...
Blame your parents.
Yeah,
I'm not saying everyone's a bad parent. I don't want to go there.
Oh, yeah, well...
I'm just saying it's all about how you raise your children.
Well, the other thing, too, is the fact that, you know, it's... All right, so you're going to a grocery store to buy this. It's not like teens are going to sneak in there and walk out with...
You
like,
have to teach your kid the real world sooner or later.
It's not like they're going to sneak out with, like, 3 or 4 6-packs underneath their jacket. All right.
It's not even that. As an adult, you're only allowed to carry out a 6-pack.
Oh, I know. 2 6-packs.
Oh, is it 2?
It's like 2 6-packs. But either way.
One. But either way, right.
You have to teach your kids responsibility. And if you teach them to fear it, they're never going to understand it. So that when
No. Let me rephrase that for you, Spoon.
What's that?
They're not going to learn to respect it. They're going to learn to abuse it.
Exactly. You can die for the country, but you can't have a beer. God forbid you have a beer.
We could do a whole show on this, brother.
Oh, I know. It's like, look over in Europe. Those kids grow up drinking wine with dinner. Do you see them abusing? Well, we're not going to go to a lot of cases.
I mean, it's abused no matter where the fuck you go. But in this country, I think it's abused more because there's that 18 to 21-year-old stigma, you know?
I'll play the end of the clip.
Go ahead, dude.
So if Giant Eagle gets its way, soon you can get other perks here as well. Now, this Giant Eagle here in Pine is the second store to go before the LCB for a license to sell beer. Live in Pine, Brenda Waters, KDKA TV News.
So there you go. That's pretty much the gist of what's going on.
Pathetic, dude.
Yeah,
there's
always someone that throws the kids in there.
I mean, I'm an independent, and I do not want to get political here, but it just goes along the lines of that, man. You look at both sides, you're like, you're an idiot, you're an idiot. Common sense prevails no matter what. The fuck are both sides even thinking?
You know what? As a new parent, you know, I'm going to teach...
Now you're thinking about your kid.
Yeah, well,
now, this is stupid. I will teach him the right from wrong,
exactly.
Not the government.
I'm going to teach him responsibility that everyone thinks that the community should be raising
their
kids.
You brought up a great point. It's not the government's job to raise your child.
Exactly.
Teaspoon should be raised by Father Spoon and Lushy, not the local or federal government.
Well, I'm a parent now, so I think about this shit.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
But also, I think that, hey, you know what? I'm going to raise my kid to respect this stuff and not
but
fear it.
But you know what, though, dude? I don't have kids, not that I know of. Yeah. But, you know, if that kid decides to live his life in prison, that's his choice after a certain period of time. If I've done everything I could to that kid, you know, yeah, he's my son, he's my daughter, she's my daughter, whatever. But there's, you got to stop at a certain point and go, you know, now you're a douchebag. Live with it.
Oh, I know.
My point is, it's all about how you're raised in the home, not about government control. The government cannot teach your kid shit. Anyway, that's enough of a rant, I think.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing is bullshit. I was fine with the story until the guy came out and said, what about the kids? What about the kids? You know what? Fucking teach them responsibility.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to. Respect.
Don't worry about the government. Don't worry about the retailers. Say, hey, son, daughter, this is bad. Here's why it's bad. Blah, 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 blah. I'll stop there.
But hey, we got socialism now, so everything's fine.
Oh, don't get dude.
I won't.
Shut up. That's a whole different show for me, dude.
Yeah, let's get to the next
one. Right, you know what? This is a great beer. It's a special beer. It's a beer I've been looking forward to since I've heard of this brewery.
Yes. We haven't told anybody that we're drinking
this. You might want to reach around and grab that because there's wax on the bottle that you despise, and you might want to work on that.
Is it in the cooler?
Yes, it is.
This is a very special beer. No one knows that we have this beer, well, besides the person that gave it to us. And now we're going to make a bunch of you people jealous.
Very
jealous. Yeah. They're going to go, I just bought that on eBay and you got that for free? Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't get it for free. I traded this beer.
Well, it was a trade.
But should I drink that.com t-shirt?
So I'm going to go to the beer cellar and get this. Sick puppy, introduce, please. For the final beer of the anniversary show.
This is a long show, but stick with it. This is our anniversary show, and it's special. While Spoon goes to get the beer, this event just happened for 2009. We have last year's, not this year's. We have the black wax label of Three Floyds Dark Lord.
Some guy that just bought this on eBay is about to be very pissed off. There's a legend behind this beer. It's been selling for hundreds of dollars on eBay. And you know what? We got ourselves one for a t-shirt. But it's a very nice t-shirt that you can get from wearpittsburgh.com.
That's right. Happy hour for your ears.
I can't wait to open this. This is probably the only beer that I'll accept that has wax on it.
I'll do that. I think out of all the anniversary crap shows we've done.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say crap. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because of this beer, I call it crap. This is the pinnacle of our beer experience right here.
Well, there's a lot of hype behind this.
Yeah, that there is. Dark Lord 2008. Last year's Dark Lord from Three Floyds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have been waiting to try this. Now, I've heard from a few of our craft beer fans and friends that this beer is overhyped, so we're going to find out. We didn't have to stand in line like some of you people, like Groucho, who stood, 15, 20 hours in line?
Yeah, we have connections like goodbeershow.com.
Goodbeershow.com.
Hope you enjoy that t-shirt, Jeffrey T. Open that song.
I hope it fits you pretty well.
And yeah, I've heard about this beer for years. Finally got one. This is...
I have chills.
Right now, I know, dude. I have goosebumps for this, man.
I've been waiting to try this.
For the guys that listen to us or the girls that listen to us that... like to learn about the beers. I know this is a very hard one to get, but this is one of the pinnacles of the craft beer snobbishness movement.
The label
I shouldn't
on
say
this
snobbishness, but
the label on this reminds me of the movie Heavy Metal.
Oh, dude, it's metal or like a Molly Hatchet album cover.
Oh, this is wow! I have chills. Okay, you ready?
Shut up and open it, man. I've been waiting.
I gotta get around the.
Yeah, there's a shitload of wax in that thing, dude. You might need a knife.
Yeah, I gotta cut away the wax. Which I don't mind, because it is Dark Lord.
It's so special, it takes 5 minutes to open.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This wax is a pain in the ass.
is how they distinguish between the years of Dark Lord, the yearly releases.
Yeah, how long have they been doing this?
2004. Red wax top, you're going to have an 04. Orange wax is an 05. If you get a gold wax, it's an 06 version. Silver is 07. Black is a... 08, and the new one for this year is a 2009. And I don't even have to say the Beer Advocate rating for this. It's A+ with 510 reviews, world class.
It's basically the craft beer boner.
Yeah, it is. This is the craft beer boner.
You ready? Here we go.
Crack it, dude. I hear there's different versions of this beer. Like one's a sludgy mess, which is a good sludgy mess. And the other is a little lighter version. I think the 2008 is the sludgy mess. I'm not sure.
Is it the sludgy mess?
We'll find out.
Okay, you ready?
Kodak moment.
Oh, that's motor oil.
Holy shit, that's black as hell.
There you, wow. Opacity, zero. All the aroma on this is insane.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is
like drinking like liquid coal.
If there was a black
my head
hole,
went away really quick, though. Look at that.
If there is a black hole of craft beer.
The Dark Lord, dude, it's a demonic Imperial Russian style brew with intelligentsia coffee, vanilla, and molasses. It's only available once a year on Dark Lord Day, April 26th, at least in 2008. And it just happened here a few weeks ago for 2009.
I'm getting kind of emotional just looking at this.
I know. I'm about ready to cry, dude. Cheers, man. We got to cheers to this one.
Tits and ass.
Tits, ass, and three Floyds and Jeffrey T.
And hey. Happy anniversary, dude.
Happy anniversary, brother.
Happy
I love
years.
You, man.
Oh, velvet.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh, that's velvet. Oh.
That's a strong-ass beer. You can tell, but the finish is nice.
Oh. Let me savor this moment. This is why we do a craft beer show.
Yeah, dude, I could fucking just let it go right now. End it 3 years, I could stop right now.
If we were going to stop doing what we do, this would be the beer.
This would be the pinnacle right here, my friend.
Oh. Okay, so Sick Puppy wants to do his version of the, I guess his impression.
Dude, I'm in the, I don't, you know I'm a heathen bastard, right? I'm in hell right now, and it's not a bad thing.
This is sinfully good. All right, so.
I think I just ovulated.
Tell us what you think.
Dark Lord is a gargantuan, Russian-style imperial stout. With a Ripper's cascading head that starts out billowing the color of burnt oil, like the Dark Lord rising from the black primordial beginning. Its resonant vinous aroma has been described as cherries, sweet malt, molasses, burnt currants, plums, with a port wine alcohol undertow. Mochaccino notes buried within. Motor oil consistency. Hellishly smooth, yet divinely burnt and vinous. The first sip coats your palate and your soul with a palatial charred fruit and chocolate blanket. Alcohol burn wiggles its way down your throat with a thick body. Enjoy, and thanks for your continuing support. Worship me. I am the Dark Lord. Drink more Three Floyds.
Hey, there's a guest spot by Satan. Hey, thanks for joining the show. Welcome to the WAMO show.
Yeah, dude, we haven't heard Satan on our show since the drive-thru.
The drive-thru,
man. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Now that there's a new Sonic out here in the Wexford area, we now know where he's working at. Dude, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks, Satan. Thanks for joining the show, man.
Hey,
I miss you, brother.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule of torment and destruction to join Should I Drink That? As always, shouldidrinkthat.com, where Satan
is. Oh, he
at
knows
home.
That you are in hell, brother.
Oh, he has an etch on. He's like, dude, you guys got to check this out.
Cheers to Three Floyds, cheers to Satan, and cheers to Jeffrey T.
All of whom happen to be the same person.
Jeffrey T is Satan.
Oh, wow.
I can't even talk about this beer. Yeah, I mean, I can. But what else is to be said, man?
Well, you know what?
You have to experience this beer. I mean, all the hype that you hear about this beer is true.
Well, here's the funny thing.
I thought it was bullshit for years, man, but
I was talking to Gambler online, And he's like, dude, it's more hype. I think it's it might be more hype, but he also gets
this
a lot. He
has connections from the Three Floyds as
well.
He
drinks this a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first, I think it's one of those, the first time experience. It's like the first time you have sex.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I mean, maybe
you,
the second
you do
Dark
it quick
Lord
and
have,
you appreciate it.
Might not be as good, but like, yeah, it's the same as last year.
Dude, this is really good. I really like this one. It's
phenomenal, man.
You know what? This is the great way to celebrate our anniversary.
It's the great white beer of all beers.
In a heterosexual way, this is a great way to celebrate our anniversary.
Dude, if this beer was a chick, I'd fuck it. But hey, you know, this is the first for us after 3 years. We finally got a Dark Lord. So if you're waiting for that perfect beer you can't get, be patient, man. Get the right connections. Get the right friends. Hook up the right show. Like, should I drink that?
So I think that's a great way to cap off the anniversary show.
Let's do a little recap, though, Spoon, like we always do.
All right. Where are the bottles at? I can remember what we drank.
What do you think of the white chocolate ale?
That was good. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, it's got a C-plus on Beer Advocate, and I don't understand that, man.
But you know what? Whatever.
Well, I finished a bomber by myself. By the time I got to the end of it, I might have gave it a C-plus.
Yeah. But you know what? I thought that was good.
Awesome. Yeah, it was great.
Honestly, we didn't have a bad beer all evening.
No, we did not.
So
we didn't chug shit.
And just for the record, for anybody who's even pondering this thought, I am not chugging, and Sick Puppy is not chugging, a Dark Lord.
Oh, hell no. That won't happen ever.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, so what did you think of the Mexican barley wine, man? That Cerveza Cocapa.
That was really good. I really appreciated that barley wine.
Yeah.
And you know, leave Excellent. It to Mexico to come up with a barley wine that I really enjoy.
I'm gonna try and find more of their beers, dude. I'm sold. They make great shit.
That was great, as long as it doesn't come with swine flu. Oh, sorry, the H1N1, whatever the hell it's called.
Not nothing to do with pigs.
Don't eat at Taco Bell.
Fucking media. The Hop 15 was kind of our way out of the style range for this review.
But for a hophead, that's awesome
my God,
beer.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Anybody can get the Hop 15, please send us more from Port Brewing.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
That'd be awesome.
I'd love you.
Not just the Hop 15. Send us some other shit, because we can't get Port Brewing here.
I'd give you a reach around for that.
You can. I know. You live in the same town I do. And what do you think about
Leo's
Rabbit
beers.
And Coyote Brewing Company?
You know what? He makes really good beer. I'm severely impressed with that.
I would like call him my homebrewing, how should I say this? The disconnected, connected mentor. You know what I mean?
He does a good job. I have to give him a lot of
credit.
I don't
know personally. I just know him through forums and our show.
But that's the cool thing with doing these podcasts.
I respect a lot of guys on homebrewtalk.com, and he's probably one of my tops, man.
You know what's
now
great?
I've had his beers.
You know what's great about these Dark Lords?
So everyone on homebrewtalk.com,
we
send
pimp
beers
the shit out,
to shouldidrinkthat.com, and we'll review them on the show.
You know what I'm really liking about the Dark Lord right now?
What?
I'm belching some of it up, and it's like
it's the same
flavor
right back up. Dude.
It's like a chocolate-covered belch.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I've been milking mine like a bastard. You get that molasses?
Oh, dude, I'm getting so many different flavors. Oh. This is why I love craft beers, because it's so complex yet so simple.
I get the coffee. I even get the vanilla. I thought I wasn't not going to get the vanilla at all, but damn, it's in the aroma.
This is so good.
And that molasses is prominent.
And you know what?
The aroma of the molasses stands out.
The alcohol isn't really strong in that either. That's always been my downfall with a lot of these.
Is
the
alcohol
is really strong?
We didn't mention that, did we?
Did you mention the alcohol?
10%.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. It doesn't really say on the bottle.
Well, according to the interwebs.
2008, remember? I don't know if it's the same every year.
9%.
I was thinking it was 10, but 9 is good.
Hold on, let me double check this before we say it. It's a Beer Advocate thing.
By the way, this is a Beer Dark Warlord Imperial Russian.
Well, the Beer Advocate site has it listed as 13.
Oh, damn. I was way off.
From searching the interwebs, it looks like it's coming in around 13%.
Nice, dude.
We'll go with that.
But I don't have that strong alcohol.
Yeah, it is 13%.
Okay.
According to fullpint.com. Or should I drink that.com, the anniversary
show. Anniversary show. Thanks for listening, everyone. And I hope you continue to listen and spread the word, man.
For should I drink that.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right. Oh, actually, with the Dark Lord, we drink it because you can't get it. Sorry, I had to gloat there a little bit, Spoon.
That's right. Bitches.
We out. Love you guys. Look forward to episode 53.
Eat paste.